And finally, we end today's program with our segment, Tell Me More About Women's History. Today, NPR Arts producer Felix Contreras honors vocalist Abby Lincoln.
Abby Lincoln's life is one of discovery. She was born Anna Marie Woolridge, raised in rural Michigan among 11 brothers and sisters. She would sometimes get lost in the crowd, but found a space for herself at an old piano in the family's living room. After singing in a church choir and competing in amateur contests, she headed out to join an older brother in Los Angeles and start her professional singing career. As Anna Marie, she was a sultry pop music song stylist, model, and sometimes actress, but she felt her identity was overwhelmed by the promotion of her sex appeal. She changed her name to Abby Lincoln, met jazz drummer Max Roach, and moved to New York. She abandoned pop music and started singing jazz. In 1960, Lincoln and Roach produced We Insist, Freedom Now, an album that put them on the front lines of jazz musicians using their music to take on the racist status quo.
Whisper, listen, whisper, say we're free. Rumors rhyme, must be lying, can it really be?
2 years later, the pair married and became high-profile activists who used the arts as a catalyst of societal change. Some took them to task for mixing art and politics. Abby Lincoln fought back. Then she retreated back to California for film work, eventually landing a role in a film co-starring Sidney Poitier for The Love of Ivy and a small unheralded independent film called Nothing But a Man. Soon after, Abby Lincoln sought the anonymity of the little girl she once was, lost in a crowd, away from the empty, profit-driven gatekeepers of entertainment. And there she stayed for almost two decades. Then, after a couple of sporadic albums in the 1980s, Abby Lincoln reemerged in the early 90s. This time, her earlier work in music, film, and the civil rights era was praised by her fans as influential, with some even bestowing upon her the title of griot.
I think about the life I live, a figure made of clay.
Storyteller, historian, poet, musician. Abby Lincoln's lessons of discovery made her all of these, and her own story is there in the music.
Throw it away, throw it away. Give of your love, live your life, each and every day.
The album from the late 90s and into this century established Abby Lincoln as a storyteller in jazz time. With the occasional cover of a standard that helped tell her story, she has written most of the material on these albums. In 2007, she released Abby Sings Abby, a dozen songs of self-discovery. In 2007, Abby Lincoln celebrated her 77th birthday, an age when many artists are content to fall back on the familiar. However, Abby Sings Abby is remarkable not just for the words. She has bravely challenged her own sense of self by recasting her story not with jazz musicians, but with string players, guitarists, and fiddlers that give the music a soft country blues feel.
All along the way, there were things to do. Always some other someone I could be.
Since Abby Lincoln's lyrics are perfectly suited to her own one-of-a-kind delivery, it seems unlikely these songs will become part of the jazz canon, but it hardly matters. In these times when we all need a few encouraging words and reminders of hope, Abby Lincoln's music and her life offers the magic of discovery mixed with the lesson of perseverance.
Times I walked away, other times I'd stay to see the drama of my life play.
Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Being me, I dare to be myself.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
The things they said. Some things were cold as stone. it was lonely.